Good morning, we're continuing Chayadam, Klal, Samar Zayin, and we're learning Simon Ches, where the Chayadam talks about the Yanim of Mara. So the Chayadam over here discussed this idea of being Sosha Devorov, and he elaborated on this idea, like we explained in the last year, of when you can agree with him, when you can disagree with him, etc. There's another explanation, or there's another rather application and facet of the concept of being Sosha Devorov. When a parent asks you to do something and you do not do it, you're being Sosha Devorov. You're by not listening to the command of the parent, you're being Sosha Devorov. Now, the Rishonim discuss in the midst of Kibud Av V'Em, if a parent asks you to do something which is to benefit them, so they ask you to be Michael them, to be Mashka them, etc., that's the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Like I said before, the mitzvah is to be Michael, be Mashka. The parent is to serve the parent. Let's say the parent asks the child to do something which is totally irrelevant to the parent. The parent asks that the child should do something, but the parent has no benefit at all from it. So many Rishonim understand there's no mitzvah of kibud av aim in that point, that situation. There's no mitzvah of kibud av aim in the situation where the parent is not being the mitzvah of kibud av aim is to benefit the parent. Now, sometimes the parent ask the child to do something, which is primarily for the child, but it's because the parent is concerned about the child. So that arguably is called kibud av aim. Let's say the parent tells the child to wear a jacket. Don't go outside without a jacket because I'm worried you're going to get a cold. So the parent would feel very bad if the child gets a cold. So the parent is not only telling it for the benefit of the child, he's also telling it the child for the benefit of the parent. So it might be called there's a kibud av aim. But assuming the many scenarios where it's not really relevant to the parent, it says they don't want you to do something, you're not mechuyev to listen to them based on the mitzvah of kibud av aim. However, the poskim say that there is a concern of mara av aim. If the parent asks you to do something, and you disregard what the parent asks you to do, so you're being sosher the devarim of the parents, and that should go into the concept of mara av aim. So we want to clarify that the mitzvah kibud av aim is to benefit the parents. So, but now we're saying that the kibud av aim, as it were, allows the parent to direct the life of the child. The parent now becomes empowered through the mitzvah mara av aim. The parent says, do X, you have to listen to the parent, because otherwise you're being searched into the worm of the parents. So it gives the parents full control over the lives of the children. The Torah did not mean to do that. If it's clearly something where there's no benefit to the parent, and there's no real benefit for the child, it's just the parent is using this as a vehicle to exercise control over the life of the child, because they like having control. The child is not mechuyev to listen to the parent in that situation. But obviously there's going to be a gray area, and a person should ask their own rav for hadracha in this situation, because this is a sensitive question. Many parents tend to be occasionally being overburdening, but that's one issue that the child has to work out how to deal with that situation. But there are some parents, definitely not in the majority, which have a need for control over the child, whatever reason that is. Whatever the psychological reason is for that, and they use the mitzvah kibud av aim as a club to bang over the head of the child to force the child to do whatever they want, whatever the parent wants, because if not, you're not doing the mitzvah kibud av aim. So, truthfully, what they should really tell the child is not kibud av aim. They should tell the child mara av aim, because there's no kibud usually in those situations. Not benefiting the parent; it's just controlling the child, but there's no actual benefit for the parent. So what they're really trying to say is marav aim, but even marav aim has its limits in this regard, and the person should ask a shayla to a rav. Okay, the Chayyalim continues and he discusses calling a parent by name. He says the child will yikrenu b'shmoi lo b'chayev v'lo b'moisa. The person should not refer to the parent by their name, not when the parent is alive, not when after the parent has passed away. Elo Omer, Avi Mari, V'mimirasi. He says, my father, my master, or my father, my teacher, or my mother, my teacher. So that's the appropriate way to call the parent Abba, Tati, Opa, or whatever name that they use, Daddy, whatever the name they use to refer to a parent. We use a title to refer to them as parent, as opposed to referring to them as by their name. Now, sometimes the child is asked about their parent's name, or they want to refer to their parent, and it says, my father, who's your father? He's my father. It's not going to be a very, very informative conversation. We need to clarify exactly who your father is. So when are you allowed to mention the father's name? So we'll clarify that more, best as Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.